It's always good to have the company of learned gentlemen and gentlewomen on The Breakfast Club. But Fridays is a must listen because Dean Lester, as I mentioned, is the world's greatest form analyst in a hot form, as always, through the Spring Carnival. And it's great to have him back for the Moonee Valley meeting tomorrow on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, Daniel.
Great to have you with us. What's been happening in your world this week, Dino? Any runners we should talk about?
A good fourth yesterday. That was about it.
Oh, I missed the place, did it?
Yes, and fourth.
Oh, disaster.
For the each way punters and trifecta punters, it was a disaster. But anyway, we'll reload and go again. But no, it's been an okay week. I think Wednesday was quite good at Sandown with the little bit of value there with a horse called St Eustace winning. So that was good for the RSN listeners. Got a little bit of love after that, so that was good.
I think you tipped a quaddie on Wednesday, didn't you, at Sandown?
I did, yes.
Just another quaddie for
Dino.
What's
it pay?
Just a tick over $4,000.
Just another one for Dino.
Well, it was after Black Saturday last Saturday at Ballarat, where I barely tipped a place getter, so we had to lift.
Well, that's okay. If you can clean it up with a $4,000 quaddie, I reckon everyone's in front if we play that game, Dino. So, again, another one for you. Just on Sandown, do you like punting at Sandown? Is it a track that we should use more?
It's a very interesting question, Daniel. I used to love punting at Sandown, and then they changed the configuration a bit to Lakeside and Hillside.
Yep.
And Lakeside is very much favours the on paces, but I think just by the geography of it, and they scoot down that hill and skip away. Hillside, I think when Hillside's in the condition it is at the moment, I like it. It has that break, and it's really good in that early part of summer, but it does copper, a fair beating in the winter months, and I think it's a bit harder over winter.
Fair enough. That was the Sandown quaddie of the week on Wednesday, which Dino got for us. Nick Quinn would have been paying out cash left, right and centre at the tab on the back of that, and he joins us on the Friday form. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, all.
Did the punters come hard for Dino's quaddie on Wednesday?
Always do, so hopefully that was very well received. And I need a bit of a pick-me-up because Mitch Beer barely gave my horse a mention today in race number four. He basically pumped up every horse other than Sydney Blue, the greybeard I've got a share in. So I'm hoping Mitch is a better media performer than he is tipster.
No, he said that was a good chance.
Yeah, I wanted a little bit more. A little bit more
he
love than that.
More of his, that he was a brother to Faulkner than his chances.
Yeah,
really.
That is true. Didn't, that is true.
Yeah.
I think
it was an inference that it's been a disappointing relative.
And there's plenty of those out there, Waddy.
Yes, that's right.
I've got a couple of those. Anyway, we'll move on because our job on the Friday form is, for first-time players, welcome, is to have a bit of a look at the next day's major metropolitan meeting more often than not. Last Saturday was Black Saturday at Ballarat. So we're back at the Valley, a track we love here on the Friday form for a good day of racing tomorrow. 9 race card. And race number 6 is the first leg of the quaddy. Dino, 1,000-metre Sepult Wines, Fillies and Mares Benchmark 78 affair. There are 14 going around, probably a full field, I reckon, for tomorrow. And down the bottom, number 13, All Banter for the Jollies with Jamie Carr in the saddle is favourite at tab.com.au at $4.60. What can you tell us?
And it should be favourite, Daniel, and I wouldn't be surprised if it started a bit shorter than that. This is a really nice filly. They strike very well in Melbourne, the Jolly Stable, and this horse on debut was beaten then at one and then ran against the older horses in the Lightning Stakes and didn't have a lot of luck that day. First up win was only in a field of four, but gee, it was sharp and just the perfect time for it to come to Melbourne, I think, and hit a race like this. Benchmark 78 level on the minimum weight with the leading rider. So I think it's certainly the one to beat. The dangers are maybe Calcani Royale, who's had a freshen up. Has a good degree of talent and ran in three pretty handy races over spring, and I think just freshened up here, looks well placed to run well. 6, Sophia's Choice. It goes the other way. It's coming up from benchmark 64 grade and might be looking for 1,200 metres, but just going to get a beautiful run just behind the speed. And one at odds worth considering might be Maria Mia, number 3, who has been just in the wrong races her last two starts, but her first up win here at Moonee Valley was really good from back in the field. And if they overdo the speed up front, she's the one I'd want to be on running on late. But do you think they'll be doing well to beat the favourite? I think All Band is clearly the one to beat.
And a barrier three. Second up, Quinny, what's the money cut say for All Banter?
Has been an early firm at 460 into 440. Heads the market at that quote. Kalkani Royale, a $5 second elect. Sophia's choice on the next line of betting at six with Lady Brooke. There's been money for number 14, Paul's Regret, who's been 13 into nine. Her only win came at the Valley in December last year, but she has been very consistent in city grade since. Dino, what do you make of her first up?
Which one, Nicholas? Sorry?
Paul's Regret.
Paul's Regret's a really honest horse, and at first, she just never has much luck in her races, and first up, straight into barrier 14, she's going to need a good ride, but she's certainly got the talent to run well, and her fresh form's good, and her Valley win was at 1,200 metres, but the draw was a little bit off-putting for me, for her, because you know, it hasn't gone her way much through her career.
All right, well, that's a bit of a summary of the first race over the 1,000 metres at the Valley. A bit of a scamper to open the quaddie. Rammer, you have one job for us around here in the Friday form. That is to give us the numbers after each leg has been assessed. What are they for the first tomorrow, please?
13, 5, 6 and 3.
13, 5, 6, 3. Now, race number 6 tomorrow at the Valley. Let's get to race number 7. The Render Delivery Race over the 2040. I'm not sure what that means. It's a sponsor of some sort, I'm sure, and we appreciate the support of the industry. But good luck to them. 2040 of the Cox Plate distance. We've got 12 going around, Dino, and Bartholomew Diaz, who we've talked about a bit through the winter months, I think, the last couple of months anyway. For the Mar and Eustace stable, Johnny Allen in the saddle is equal favourite with one more try at the tab. So numbers 2 and 8 are both $4.80.
Yeah, I'm a bit surprised by that. I think one more try should be favourite. I think she hasn't won for a while, but she's been running really well. And there's, I think, two key elements to this tomorrow. Is I think she's got the blinkers back on, which might just have her racing a bit closer and with a lot less to do. At her last two starts, she's been beaten half a length by Irish Flame at level weights. Of course, he went on to win the Ballarat Cup, and then she ran at level weights in the Group 2 Matriarch and ran fourth, beaten just under two lengths by a Fair to Remember, who maybe should have won the Ballarat Cup. So you're looking at the Ballarat Cup form into a benchmark 90. I think she's very well placed one more try. To beat number 1, Hangman, he was very good. You can tie his form straight in to one more try, because at his last start he ran second to Irish Flame at Flemington. So they both present with that Irish Flame form line. Barade, I thought number 9 did a good job to win on final day. It was a bunch finish, but did a good job, and horses that were well beaten in that race have come out and won since. So I think he's a chance. Bartholomew Diaz is there with a chance. His run in the Kyneton Cup was good. I don't think that was the strongest of Kyneton Cups, but he probably fitter. And this is the sort of race that should suit him to run well. And I think the other one worth mentioning is Lamborghini. I thought his run here two starts back was absolutely outstanding against the pattern of the night at Moonee Valley behind Groundswell. And then just didn't begin well and never really got in the contest at Sandown last start. But he's better than that. He's an old-timer. He's won 3 of 6 at the distance, and he looked to gallop pretty sharply on Tuesday at the Valley. So I'm throwing him in as a bit of a roughie for the quaddie.
Righto. All right. So good little push there for a bit of value late as well. Quinny, what's the market say?
Yeah, Lamborghini, a $51 chance or $11 the place for those wanting to cop the tip. The favourite is Bartholomew Diaz, who heads the market at 480 with one more try. Then we've got Hangman 650 with winning partner. Dino, what do we make of number 3, Dannon Roman, now trained by the Michael Hickmott stable, a beaten favourite in Adelaide last start, pretty short in the market at 750. As this is a horse you're pretty comfortable taking on due to the poor winning strike rate?
He doesn't win out of turn. He needs everything to just go right. And when he won that provincial plate, Billy Egan just gave him the smoothest ride into the race. And I just think probably 2,000 metres seems to be maybe his upper limit as well. He ran okay at Morpheville last start, but I'm happy enough to take him on.
Also coming out of Adelaide form is number 5, Andrea Mantegna. My wife's named Andrea. She hates it when it's pronounced Andrea, but he's here with the horse. And the 8-year-old has found remarkable form, another stable change, has won 2 of his last 3. Do you give him some sort of chance of being around the money again?
Look, he's been really well placed in those races, the benchmark races to win, and the roll of dice team that race him, smart move sending him to David Jolly and going to Adelaide and rejuvenating him. He'll be full of confidence, but he did go to Adelaide for a reason, that he just wasn't quite winning here. So he'll give a sight because he'll be up on the pace, but I think a place chance for him.
All right, so we've just about gone through the whole field there for race number 7, the second leg of the quaddie. Rammer, what are those numbers again, please, that Dino selected?
8, 1, 9, 2, and 7.
8, 1, 9, 2, 7. Second leg. So we're 2 legs down. We've got half the quaddie. We're feeling pretty good about ourselves, and we need the third to just go into the last with real momentum. And it is the Fiorente at Sunstud Carline Stakes, the feature event on the card over the 1,000 metres. Again, a bit of a scamper, a bit of a dash. And according to the tab, it's a very interesting market, Dino, as far as I can see, because we've got a couple of even favourites, equal favourites again. Number 2, Coruscate, and number 5, Prezzato. Both coming out of big stables, the Cummings Yard and the Elton Zara Yard. And a bit of value floating around. Meteorite has been scratched for the McAvoys as well. So just a 10 going around in the Carline Stakes.
Yeah, and of course, this is the race that was held over from when the race meeting back in late August was called off.
Oh, yes.
The Carline Stakes and the Mackenzie Stakes weren't run, so they're run tomorrow. And I think the market's got it absolutely spot on that Coruscate and Prezzato are the two to beat. The handicapping ratings agree. They're the two highest rated horses. I love the way Prezzato's going. I thought he finished that last campaign with a really good body of work. He's trialled up well. He seems to really click for Jamie Carr because he can over-race, but I think Barrier 1 and with a natural leader in Sartorial Splendor just crossing him, he'll get a beautiful run, and he's just a good 1,000-metre horse. Coruscate had his first run at 1,000 metres last start in the Doveton at Sandown, and he ran well, and he's very well placed again to be in the finish. I think they're the two main chances. I think the run-on horses here are Prophet's Thumb, gets a, you know, a dry track and 1,000 metres with good speed on will actually suit her. And 8 Human Nature, who has raced well here at the Valley and didn't have a lot of luck in the Doveton Stakes in the race that Coruscate ran in. So I think they're the 4 main chances, but Prezzato, I just love the way he's going. I think he's going to be very hard to beat.
All right. Prezzato's going well, says our man Dino. And I reckon at the value that we get at the tab at the moment, there'll be plenty of investors taking the piece of that, Quinny.
Yeah, has been popular early doors as well. 480 into 440, now joint favourite with Coruscate at that quote. Then we've got seemingly discreet, a $6.50 chance, Sartorial Splendor, $8.50. Dino, what did you make of number 11, seemingly discreet, a mare who has won 6 of 12?
Yeah, she has, and she did a good job to win last start. That was at Cranbourne. She won a field of 5 over Lagerfelder. It was benchmark 78, and all of a sudden she's in a set weight race here. It's probably a little chance to pinch a bit of black type for a mare, but I just thought it was a significant class rise. She's going well, and the scratching of Meteorite's significant because he was the other probable leader with Sartorial Splendor, and it actually gives Luke Nolan the opportunity with Seemingly Discreet to probably lay up and sit outside the lead here now, and that probably gives her a chance of being a place chance, but I'm leaving her out as a winner.
All right, leaving her out as a winner. Rammer, numbers please. Third leg of the quaddie.
5, 2, 10, and 8.
5, 2, 10, and 8. All right, so we're 3 legs down. But that's no good to us. We need the last leg. And if you hang around after the break, you're going to find out what the numbers are for the last leg so you can cash yourself silly after a big day of racing at Moonee Valley. Dean Lester with us, the world's greatest form analyst. Nick Quinn, that guy from the tab as well as part of the Friday form. And we'll be back with the last leg numbers. The Ramaruffi, the world-famous Ramaruffi, if you don't mind. And, of course, the formula bet for one of our loyal listeners. If you haven't registered to be a part of that, you're very silly, just by the way. So you should do that today at the website, rsn.net.au. Back with the crew. Great to have your company on a Friday morning. The Friday form we're in the middle of at the moment. It's 26 past 7. In the background, you'll know this. You'll know this voice. Way up high, spin and dip and jump and cavort and finish it off with a laugh and snort. That gives it away, the snort. That's Steve Urkel, 101, yes. That is. That is Steve Urkel from the TV show Family Matters. What's the character? He had a song, clearly, with that one. It wasn't very good, clearly, as we're listening to. But he had one, and he was played by, Steve was played by the American actor Jaleel White. If I have another son, I'm going to name him Jaleel.
Second cousin of mine, Jaleel.
That's actually very funny from you, Adam. Jaleel White is having a birthday today, your second cousin, so you make sure you get on the text or the family Zoom tonight with him and say g'day. He did play Steve Urkel in Family Matters.
This is a very difficult one this time.
Yeah, that's why I've got it. Very difficult. It's real sort of wheelhouse stuff for Dino, this book. Just
no, it's not. It's not.
All right, you love this pop culture stuff. This is you to a T, Dino. Jaleel White, Rammer, is how old today? Steve Urkel, we'll call
Yeah. Geez, I grew up with this show. I was 40 last week, so I reckon he might be a touch older than me. I'll go 43.
Oh, no, you're
43.
Locking that in, right? 43.
I'm locking it in.
Dino, I'll give you the second crack.
I was locking in 45, so I'm happy with that. Yep.
Right, 43 and 45. Quinny?
Go the overs. I'm a 46 man.
Oh. Righto. 43, 45, 46. Adam White, you get to finalise proceedings for Steve Urkel's birthday.
I'm going to go with 53.
53?
Oh, come on, yeah. Whitey.
Yeah. That's older than me.
No way.
You'll be. Yeah, we'll just get the answer first.
43, 45, 46, 53 for Steve Urkel or his actor, Jaleel White, who today is 44.
Damn it.
So Dino and Rama take equal points there.
You lost 53? The plot.
53?
You have lost the plot.
My thought process
on
him was
you've gone unders for Simon Townsend, and you've gone a massive overs for Steve Urkel.
Yeah, but I thought he was a lot older than the character that he portrayed.
No.
Well, he might have been.
Well, he was a little bit.
That was Gary
the
Coleman.
Excitement of, yeah. The excitement of being back in the studio has got to you, Whitey.
Emmanuel Lewis for Webster. That was a bit different.
Webster,
Yes.
A bit different. But right, happy birthday to Steve. It's a shocking song. He was big. He was big news, yeah, he was, with the high pants and the glasses and the snorting and the...
It didn't last long. It wasn't a...
No, but I think there was some controversy. I think there was an issue with pay and all that sort of stuff. That ended prematurely.
But he was at, like, it's Kelly's Comet. He was big when
he was.
Here.
He was. Yeah.
And then took off and we never saw him again.
That, sort of the hanging with Mr. Cooper type days.
Man, They were the days. Happy birthday. He loves the program too, Steve. He's listening. He wants to know the numbers for the last leg of the quaddie, so we better get to them for tomorrow at Moonee Valley. Race number 9, over the 1,200 metres, benchmark 78 affair. We've got, what have we got going around? We've got 12 going around, Dino, because Designer Chef, number 7, has been scratched from the race. But Overkill, Mar Eustace and Ben Mellum, normally a pretty good combination, is second up this campaign and is favourite at $3.60 at the tab.
Yeah, he's a very big chance too, Daniel. He's had a jump out since then at Ararat, and he also galloped pretty well on Tuesday morning at Moonee Valley. He looks a legitimate contender. I also think an interesting runner here first up for the Hawks team is Bandersnatch. He is a good talent. He's very well placed in this grade. He's had a couple of jump outs. He looks to be going well. Gets the claim for Will Price, who's going along very nicely. And I thought he had a very good hope in the last to beat Overkill. Fair bit of speed here. It'll be interesting to see how Ben Mellon plays it. He's got Al Luca to his inside, Music Edition and Reward with Return drawn wider. He might just come out of it and get a beautiful run or try and dominate the race. It'll be very interesting to see the first 400 metres, how that plays out. Whatever it happens, I think he's a good chance Overkill, but I'm giving chances to Lita, number 1, who was good winning the Grand Handicap at Flemington. He's competitive again. 5, Sondalon, scratch from last week. I think this is a good option. Probably sits off the speed and will be strong late. And little chances to Montenegro Man, who was very well ridden to win last start at Moonee Valley and likes the dry ground. That's the key to him. And number 11, Compt, who was a big winner first up at Mornington and hasn't had that many runs for Amy and Ashiagi and has quickly won 4 races. So I think he's one with a little chance. So don't think it's clear cut by any means. I think it's a very tough finish, actually.
All right, so a bit of value may be able to be sought in the last race. Quinny, Dino's given us a few looks there. What's the market say?
Overkill's been the best back runner at this stage. 4 into 360, heads the market from Bandersnatch, who's a 4.42nd elite. There has been a little bit of money around for Leda at the double-figure quote, currently $11 into 10. Dino, number 13, Hussay, on the third line of betting here at $7, a horse that won his first two career starts and then a beaten favourite at his previous two. What do you make of the third elect?
Fifth run, first preparation, and he's done a fantastic job, and he's a really good talent. If he was hitting this race probably at his third start, I'd have been tipping him, but he's since had that run on the wet track at Maui. Then he went up to 1,400, which he seemed to peak on his run. I just think it's hard at this stage of his preparation to be, you know, over keen on him. If you're going wider in a quaddy, you might put him in, but that's my worry, that you know, maybe the peak run, you know, was maybe a couple of runs ago.
All right, so we've got a good summary there. We've got a few options to take out the last leg, Ramo, which is good news because we've already got the first three according to the numbers anyway, so we've basically just guaranteed ourselves the quaddy there. What are those numbers, please, for the last leg?
2, 6, 1, 5, 8, and 11.
2, 6, 1, 5, 8, and 11. Hi, chaps. This is off the SMS. Sorry, could you please repeat the quaddy? Cheers, says Barry. So, Barry, this is for you. Rama, can you go through the numbers again, please?
Yes, I can. So, race 6, 13, 5, 6, and 3. Race 7, 8, 1, 9, 2, and 7. Race 8, 5, 2, 10, and 8. Then finally, race 9, 2, 6, 1, 5, 8, 11.
2, 6, 1, 5, 8, 11 in the last. All right, they are the numbers for the quaddy tomorrow at Moonee Valley. A chance to sharpen your pencils ahead of a great day of racing. You'll hear more about it on the form panel in the morning with Dino and the crew on RSN 927, so don't miss that. But we've got a few things left to do before we let Dino go and get ready for all that sort of stuff. And the formula bet is one of those. It's a world-famous formula bet these days. Dino, a lot of people clamouring to be a part of it. Who's our lucky contestant this week?
Well, our contestant is Angus Taylor of Grovedale. And for Angus, we're having $40 to win on race 5, number 5, Nicolini Vito. $40 to win race 6, number 13, All Banter. And $40 on the all-up of the pair, race 5, number 5, into race 6, number 13. For Angus Taylor of Grovedale.
Angus, good luck to you. 5-5 into 6-13. Quinny, what does that come to at the tab?
It's a juicy one. 370 into 440 returns 1628 pre-multiplier.
1628, stand by. I will get this. I will make this happen for you, Quinny. 1628, you said, wasn't it? That's right.
Yes.
Times 1.02 is 1660. There we go.
Happy days.
Happy days. Good business. One day I'm going to get the five timeser and I'm going to spread it to the world. I am. I'm going to talk about it to everyone.
I'm going to put it on now and see if I get it.
Do it. Okay, that's good. Do that. While you're
live radio us here, folks.
Yeah, he's going to do it for us. Race 5, number 5, Nicolini Vito, into race 6, number 13, All Banter, who was his top rating selection for race 6. So that's no surprise. But it gives us another race, which is 5 as well. So we've already covered 5 of the 9 without even getting to the Rama Ruffy. 1628 it was, pre-multiplier, Dino.
Did you make Trent Langscale's list of those that have got the five?
Has he got a list?
Yeah, Rammer's on it.
Is it an official list at the tab, or is it just a Trent list?
Just a Trent list.
I'm on it. I'm actually on it twice.
What?
The second time the horse got scratched. So I actually won the first time, and then the second time it got scratched.
What did
You've never been beaten.
You're undefeated with the five times.
Yeah.
what was it paying the first time?
$5, I reckon it was paying.
And it went to 25, or it was...
it went to 25.
Oh,
yep.
Wow. That's the sort of stuff. See, why doesn't that stuff happen to me, Quinny? Can we rig it?
Well, Trent's theory is that because it was a saver for Rama, that's why it happened.
Correct.
Okay. Dino, have you gone there?
Just messaged through Trent saying it was extra brute in 2018.
Correct, that's the one. Yep.
He's too good.
A little setback trying to put it on. The betting is suspended on race 5 at the tab just at the moment.
What are you doing, Quinny?
So that was an anti-climax.
That is. Why is it suspended? What's going on there, Quinny? What have you done for us? The only race on the card where it's suspended.
I'd like to get through this segment once without something going wrong from a tap perspective.
Well, at least the website's up and going these days. That's good business. All right. Well, we'll worry about that another day. Then we'll do that another time and see what we can get with Dino for the multiplier. But before we let him go, we need the Ramaruffi, please, Dino. People clamoring for their pens and pieces of paper just to write this down.
Yeah, this was a bit of a task. I thought that race three, it's a pretty open race, but I think number 13, Low, is ready to put in a peak run. Didn't have a lot of luck at Moonee Valley last start. Jamie Carr sticks with him. He drops 3 kilos for that run. He'll need a good ride from the draw, but that's what Jamie Carr is very good at. And I just thought he was a touch over the odds at race three, number 13, Low.
What are those odds that he's a touch over, Quinny?
Currently a $12 chance there for the RR.
All right, the Ramaruffi, $12.360 the place. That is good Ramaruffi territory. Race 3, number 13. Dino, great work from you. Looking forward to spending more time with you through the next couple of weeks, of course, before we hang up for the year. And look forward to listening to you tomorrow morning on the Breakfast Club as well, on RSN as well.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Daniel. And, of course, back with Gareth on Racing Central at about 10:30. And we're going to talk about the most beautiful and graceful sportsman you've seen in memory of Maradona.
Nice.
And yes, we're going to go through the different sports. And they may not be in the best, but the most graceful or the ones that you just couldn't stop watching.
Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing what you say about me a little bit later on. That'll be good.
Yeah, yeah, I imagine you'd be talking about Adam White then.
Oh, that is graceful.
Well, yes, poetry in motion with a cricket bat in hand.
Or a golf club.
And a wide receiver trying to get a football.
Or a football.
Yes, out very, very wide, looking very graceful with no contact. Quinny, while we've got you, let's go through the markets for the weekend. What's happening?
We'll take a look at the Group 1 Winterbottom Stakes over in the West tomorrow. Now, Trekking was beaten as a $2.90 favourite in this race last year when running fourth, but the money has come for him to go three better here. He hits the betting at $2.30, Indian Pacifica $7.50 second elect, Celebrity Queen $8.50, then Stage Man at $11. The ODI cricket series between Australia and India commences today. It's a best of three series and the Aussies have been well backed to get the job done today. $1.80 into $1.65. India, a $2.25 outsider. Plenty of bet types, including the high bat for both teams. David Warner and Steve Smith share top billing at $4. Aaron Fincher, $4.50 second elect. Then we've got Manus Labuschagne at $5.50 with Marcus Stoinis. Virat Kohli, a $3.40 favourite, a top score for India. And the NFL action continues today. One game in progress as we speak with Houston doing a job on Detroit. And at 8:30 this morning, Dallas take on Washington. Divisional rivals with Dallas, $1.68. Washington, a $2.20 outsider and given a 1.5 start at the line. And for those that like to bet the over and under, the magic number set at 46.5. But it's going to be a big weekend of racing and sports. You can check the markets at tab.com.au.
Nice work, Nick Quinn, a big part of the Friday Form team on the Breakfast Club, and Dean Lester as well. That is worth listening to every week.
Could you see the text there from Nicky?
Yeah, it's a good question. Stand by, Nick.
Because I think, Nick, you've got an apology to make.
This is from Nicky. Quinny, this is for you before we let you go. Good pickup, Whitey.
Well, this can't end well.
I'm a little crushed to hear Quinny has a wife. I think he's the most stunning media performer in racing. Stunning, Quinny. Are you texting the machine by yourself? Is this you?
I think this is
I've been stunned
wife.
By him.
That's quite remarkable sort of feedback you're getting.
He doesn't believe it either, so I'm going to have to screenshot that and send
it to him. Here we go. Live betting. I'll give you $6 if you rig that number. It's a female. $6 in the live betting.
You know what? I'm going to take a piece of that. I'm going to take a piece of that through the break and see what we do. Thank you, boys. Nice to chat as always. Have a great day. We'll catch you soon.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, Daniel.
Dean Lester and Nick Quinn with us on the Friday Form. $6.